AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's president says Russian forces have committed atrocities in his country, and those responsible must be held accountable. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Appearing remotely before the UN Security Council, Volodymyr Zelensky said through an interpreter he saw the Russian carnage firsthand in Bucha.
They cut off limbs, cut their throats, slashed their throats. Women were raped and killed in front of their children.
Comparing the actions of Russian troops to those of Islamic State militants.
The Russian military and those who gave them orders must be brought to justice immediately for war crimes.
In front of a tribunal like the one at Nuremberg after World War II, Russia says images of the atrocities in Bucha and elsewhere are fake, suggesting Ukraine staged the scenes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, tells the House Armed Services Committee the U.S. should look at establishing more bases in Europe to protect against Russian aggression.
My advice would be to create permanent bases, but don't permanently station. So you get the effect of permanence by rotational forces cycling through permanent bases. And what you don't have to do is incur the cost of family moves, PXs, schools, housing, and that sort of thing.
Violent weather is again hitting the south. The system has prompted a flurry of tornado warnings. More than 46,000 homes and businesses lost power from Texas to Alabama. The fire chief in White House, Texas, says one person was killed as the storms moved through this morning. An administration official says the White House plans to extend the pandemic pause on student loan repayments through August. That pause had been set to end in May. Stocks were headed for losses as the close approached on Wall Street, and oil prices fell today. This is AP News. Paul McCartney's childhood home is now available as a creative space. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
That's budding musician Esme Bridie performing in the same house in Liverpool where Paul McCartney learned to play. The UK's National Trust now owns the house, and the trust is welcoming unsigned musicians to play there. McCartney's brother, Mike McCartney, tells Sky News he loves giving the opportunity to young people to find their own inspiration.
Coming from nothing like us and seeing where it takes them, this house to me is a house of hope.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Finally, two of naturalist Charles Darwin's notebooks have been returned to Cambridge University's library. They've been removed for photographing in 2001, but only reported stolen in 2020 after extensive searches failed to locate them. The university now says the manuscripts were left inside a pink gift bag with a note wishing the librarian a happy Easter. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.